I want you to imagine that you're in year four. You're in year four and you've got a teacher called Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith is a brilliant teacher. She's good at teaching lessons, and during lockdown, she provided you with great information. She was online helping you out, helping you learn, helping you understand how to read better and speak better and write well. And then in the holidays, she provided lots of resources and encouraged you to keep learning. And then now that you're back in school and it's the beginning of this new term, she's welcomed you back to school and helped you settle into all the new rules about class and classroom and playtime. And her lessons are just as interesting as ever. Year four with Mrs. Smith is amazing. And when someone says to you, "Tell me about your teacher," you praise Mrs. Smith. Because you are Mrs. Smith's pupils, you praise her. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 this morning, we're going to learn something far greater. Because we are God's people, we praise him. Because we are God's people, we praise him. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, 10, if you are able to. And we'll see how Peter unpacks this for us. Because we are God's people, we should praise him. He says, firstly, we praise God by remembering who we are. We praise God by remembering who we are. Look at verse 9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." What amazing things Peter says there as he reminds the church, those people who love and follow Jesus Christ, of who they are. They've been loved by God. God has welcomed them into his family, made them special. They are his special possession. Peter uses language here that God used to speak of Israel in the Old Testament. Now, we know a little bit about what this is like because we know about Shrek. Think of Shrek 2 and Shrek with Princess Fiona going to far, far away land. And Shrek arrives in his carriage and opens the carriage door, and there is the king. And the king welcomes Shrek. Shrek goes straight into the castle. Shrek is treated like a prince. He sits at the king's table. He eats the king's food. He is treated like a prince, someone special, someone royal. And that is how God has treated us in Jesus Christ. And we love Jesus when we follow him. God welcomes us. He adopts us into his family. He treats us as special as his people. And it's easy to forget that. We praise God by remembering who we are. One of the things that will kill our praise, that will dampen our praise, that will make praise difficult, is when we simply fail to remember who we are. We become over familiar. We become over familiar with what God has done for us. We hear it in the songs, some of which we've sung this morning, the reading of the Bible. Someone might preach. We hear it in our small groups. We read it with friends and we become over familiar. We forget what God has done. He has loved us. He has chosen us. He has brought us to himself in Jesus. How amazing God is. We praise God by remembering who we are. May these wonderful truths not become familiar to us. May we rejoice in them and delight in them day by day. So we praise God by remembering who we are. And we praise God, secondly, by remembering what we were. What we were. Peter speaks about that in verse 10. Have a look at verse 10. "Once You were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you had received mercy. Do you see what Peter says there? He takes them back to the time when they didn't know Jesus. They weren't part of the church. They weren't people who trusted the Lord Jesus and loved and followed him. As a result, they were apart from God's people. And they didn't know God's mercy. They were under God's right judgment. Catechism Cadet spoke about that, didn't he? The judgment that we live under when we don't obey God, when we don't follow him. This is what we once knew. Now, we know that from Shrek's life too, don't we? Shrek, do you see him there in the castle? Treated like the prince with Princess Fiona at the king's table. But remember what Shrek once was. He used to live in a swamp, a muddy swamp in a one-room tree. To wash, he used to take muddy baths. Can anyone remember what used to happen in the night when he used to make candles for himself so he could eat his dinner? How did he make the candles? He pulled out his earwax and made candles out of them. Shrek was an ogre, hated by people, on his own, living in a muddy swamp. It would be easy for Shrek to forget where he'd come from, what he once was. And it's true for us too. One of the things that will kill our praise of God is when we forget what we once were. Once we were not a people. We were far away. We didn't know what life was about. We had no confidence about what would happen when we die. You know, some of the people who are listening online, some of the people here in this room are little people who have got a lot of their life to live. But as life goes by, as the decades pass, and you move into your 60s and 70s and 80s, death grows nearer. So the question is, what happens when we die? And apart from Jesus, we have no confidence, no certainty at all. And we have a troubled conscience. We think about the things that we've done wrong. We think about the things that we wish we could go back to and correct. We don't know what peace in those situations, peace in those thoughts are like. Jesus alone provides them. Jesus alone is the one who gives us life and peace, who brings us certainty about what happens when we die, who can calm our troubled conscience. One of the killers of praise will be when we forget what we once were. So Peter here says to us, look, because we are God's people, we should praise him. And we praise God by remembering who we are. We remember that we're chosen and loved and royal and God's special possession. This is who we are as we trust Jesus. And we remember what we once were. We were once far from God. We did not know him. We had no hope and peace in life. How good it is to praise God and rejoice in who he is and what he has done for us. And we're going to pause now and we're going to do just that. So remember what we've learned. Because we are God's people, we should praise him. That's what Peter is saying to us. And Peter has motivated us to praise him by saying, praise God by remembering who you are. God has chosen you and made you special and made you holy in Jesus. And praise God by remembering who you were. Once you were none of those things, you were not a people, you had not received mercy. And now finally, Peter says, we praise God by speaking about him. We praise God by speaking about him. Have a look at halfway through verse 9 again. Halfway through verse 9, Peter says, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Do you remember what we said about Mrs. Smith at the beginning? So Mrs. Smith, we're in year 4. And she's our teacher, and she's a brilliant teacher, and she's so helpful, and she does such interesting lessons. And when people says, are you in Mrs. Smith's class? We say, yes, Mrs. Smith, she's brilliant. We praise her. We're so thankful for Mrs. Smith. And praise is not just where we sing. Singing is certainly a part of praise, an important part of praise. The Bible has so much to say about singing. There's a whole book, Psalms, 150 of them, that encourage us to sing songs of praise. And as a church, online, for people here, we've been missing singing together. We look forward to when we can sing together, when we're able to meet again and freely open our mouths and sing praises to God. That's something that we really look forward to. But singing isn't the only way that we praise God. We can praise God by speaking as well as by singing. And Peter has shown us this in his letter. He's reminded us of the way that the people he's writing to hear the good news that was preached to them. Preaching is a way that we praise God. When God's works and word is declared, all that he's done for us in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praising God. When we hear his word, when the Bible is opened, we're able to declare God's praises, all that he's done to rescue us from our rebellion and to bring us into a right relationship with himself through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We also praise God through our witness. Later in the letter, Peter will say these words. He will say, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have." When someone asks us why we follow Jesus, maybe in school, maybe in an RE lesson, and we say, "Well, this is why I believe in Jesus, this is why I follow him," then we're praising God. When we give a reason for why we follow Jesus in RE lessons, or maybe in a book club, think of online, we might be reading a book and meeting with friends online, and someone says, "Oh, you've been speaking about church, you've been telling us you're a Christian, why do you go to church? What's this Christian stuff?" When we give an answer, we praise God. Oh, not just in preaching and not just in our witnessing, in prayer. In this letter, Peter will speak about calling on God as Father. When we do that, when we speak to God in prayer, we are praising him. We're acknowledging who he is. We're thankful for all that he's done for us in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In our conversation, we can praise God as we are salt and light, as we speak to other people and as we share our faith, what it means to know and love Jesus. We praise God then through all kinds of ways, through all kinds of words. Now, if you think about it, we see people praising in this way around us all the time. So think of a football match. When you go to a football match, and people have been really missing this lately, haven't they? Thousands of people in a big football stadium. What happens? They sing songs about the football team, and they look at the program and read about them and discuss about their football team, and then they share with people around them how good the football team is and how they should be supporting their football team as well. And then the team comes onto the pitch and there's more singing and people are cheering and praising. And then when a goal is scored, we see this kind of praise. Praise of what people are doing, telling other people to pray. We see it in football matches all the time. How much more should we speak out praises to God for who he is and what he has done for us? Because we are God's people, we should praise him. We praise him because of who we are. We praise him because of who we were. And we praise him by speaking words and singing words of praise. 10 years ago, in 2010, on the 5th of August, so it's almost exactly 10 years ago, in Chile, there was a mining disaster. And a group of miners who had been working down in a mine, 700 meters down, the gold and copper mine that they were in Chile, it collapsed. And 33 miners on the 5th of August in 2010 were trapped down in that mine. 17 days later, people had been drilling down, and they drilled one drill down and pulled it up, and a note was attached at the end. "There are 33 of us. We have shelter. We are still alive." And 69 days later, after the mine collapsed, 69 days later, a special capsule brought up each of the 33 miners back to the surface. There they had been, down in the darkness, living off hardly any food, no light, and then they were brought up into the light, to the surface. Now, if we met any of those 33 miners now, do you think a day goes by when they don't remember what they once were? They remember what they once were like, where they once were trapped, and what had happened to them, who they were now. And when people asked them about it, they were ready to say, ready to give a reason. This is what happened to me. This is where I was. And now look at me. They would be ready to speak the praises of those who rescued them. How much more for us? When we think of all that God has done for us in Jesus, what we once were, how we have turned to Jesus and trusted in him and received his mercy and received his forgiveness, how much more should we be a people ready to speak God's praises, ready to tell others, to announce, to declare who God is and what he has done for us in Jesus? These are strange times. And let us pray that this new term and this new academic year, and as we think about church and how we slowly come back together and what that looks like, let's pray that in it all, we would be a people who praise God. Because we are God's people, we praise him for who we are, for what he has done. We praise him with words, with all that we say and all that we do.